We're learning the laws of Shabbos in Siman Reish Samach Gimel. It discusses exactly who has the obligation to light, in which we discussed that men and women equally have a mitzvah of lachash neros on Shabbos, but the women are the ones that actually do the lighting and men fulfill their obligation. We also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch the following in Sif Vav. Bachrim ha'hoichim lumod, when it comes to students who are engaged in learning, and their chutz l'veisam, they're not in their homes, srichim l'hadlik ner Shabbos b'chedum l'varach alav. It's necessary for them to light the Shabbos candles in their rooms, in their, apparently, it sounds like almost in a dorm, and to say bracha. So, on this, the Piskei Tshuvos discusses what exactly is the halacha when it comes to bachrim in yeshiva, as well as women, young girls who are in seminary. What are they supposed to do as far as Shabbos candles? So he says as follows, U'mashma medivri haposkim, it's very clear, shebachrim in the aros she'enim nesuim, when you're dealing with young men and women who are not married, and yoitzim, they do not fulfill their obligation, but mashma adlikim bebeis harehim. The fact that their mother is lighting in their home, and they're not living at home, they do not fulfill their obligation of hadlakas neros. The only exception is if they are home, and if they're home, then their mother, they'll fulfill the obligation through her. However, if they're not there, they now have this obligation which is placed upon themselves, l'hadlik neros, to light their own candles. Af im nimsoim b'mokom shemadlikin shem neros. Doesn't matter, even if they're in a place where candles are lit, but they have their own separate obligation to light the Shabbos candles. And therefore, the Piskei Tshuvos then says as follows, that v'yesha sovrim, that there are those that think and understand when it comes to these people who are not married, they're young men and women. It depends. If they are continuously at their parents' home, so let's say, for example, they go to college, but they live at home. They're not in a dorm. When their mother lights the Shabbos candles, they fulfill their obligation. So that doesn't mean that every Shabbos they're home. So sometimes they go away for a Shabbos. But typically speaking, they're living at home. So the fact is, even if they go away for a Shabbos, their mother will fulfill, they'll fulfill their obligation to the lighting of the candles to their mom. For Rak, im nimsoim tekupos aruchos b'yeshiva. Einam yoytzim yidei choyvasem b'hadlachas ima. If a person goes away, in which, for example, when I was in yeshiva, you go away for months at a time, and you come back for Pesach, or Sukkot, whatever it is, so the reality is, you're not really living anymore at home. And therefore, when it comes to not living anymore at home, how do you fulfill your obligation when it comes to Shabbos candles? And therefore, the Piskei Tshuvos says as follows, L'fichach b'yeshivos b'zmaneinu. When it comes to those students that are learning yeshiva, as well as women, they go to seminary, they're in Israel, so how do they fulfill their obligation? So he says, Shachedu oichel v'chedu yishina him nifrod. They're in two different places. The cafeteria is in one building, and the dormitory is in a completely different building, so they're not connected. So what is the best thing to do? So he says that what should occur as follows. He says, what should happen is, V'chedu oichel madlik nero Shabbos bachor echad. You should appoint one person from the entire yeshiva, and that person will light Shabbos candles, apparently on behalf of everyone else in the entire yeshiva. So how could it be on behalf of everyone else in the entire yeshiva? So the Piskei Tshuvos says that it could be done shishtatfun, that in the case that you participate in paying for these candles, then in that situation you are going to fulfill your obligation through this one bachar or this one girl who's lighting on behalf of everyone else in the yeshiva, the seminary. And the fact that even if you're not lighting, you'll fulfill your obligation because you participated in compensating for the materials for the candles. Another possibility And that's generally what is done in yeshivas. Shiyadlik b'cheder shiyashasham. So that every person should light their candles where they sleep. The yadlik b'vracha, and you can light with a bracha. The yorshi lo hanum or haner, ayde eza yishtamshus b'cheder or haneros. But it's necessary, since you're not eating there, that you have to derive some benefit from those candles that are being lit in the dorm room. B'toyim shiyach b'cheder or haner, Davarma. If you can have a little snack or something by the candles, then that's something which is good. When it comes to most yeshivas, they say they don't want you to be lighting in the dormitory because of obvious fire hazards and dangers. And therefore, for that reason, the second eitzah is not something which is generally accepted in yeshivas or in seminaries. Rather, generally, they'll be lighting on behalf of others. Ve'el habachim she'enim oichim. So this all is nice if you have a yeshiva student that they all gather together on a Friday night and eat in the dorm, in the cafeteria. What happens in numerous yeshivas that they don't offer Shabbos meals in a collective place, but rather they go to people's homes. So now it's even more problematic. What are you supposed to do as far as candle lighting is concerned? And you're going to be not sleeping there, you're going to go back to the dorm. So what do you do? So he says, L'chor, apparently, in the Yosef and Eres Balabais, you would, apparently, most poskim feel you don't fulfill your obligation by this woman, this guest. You're a guest in someone's home, and they're lighting on behalf of their family, that you also are included in this lighting. The fact that you're eating there is not sufficient. Shein orech kavua, the fact that you're not there on a continual basis, you're not really considered part of their home, and therefore the lighting should not have you in mind. And therefore, the only thing you can really do is to light the candles in the place in which you sleep. He brings that a very interesting opinion found in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that if a person eats at a table of a Baal HaBayis, even though he doesn't sleep there, he says, Havi b'bnei beso, yot b'ner shel Baal HaBayis. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the fact that you're eating at someone's house, even though it's just for a Friday night meal, but you are now considered to be part of that family. And therefore, according to that opinion, you are automatically going to participate in the candle lighting, even though you may not have contributed at all to the purchase of those candles. So therefore, in conclusion, when it comes to those who do not eat in a dormitory on a Friday night, what happens is they would either light in the dormitory, because there's no cafeteria, or what they should do is be samech on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that they can fulfill their obligation through the people that they're eating by on Friday night, or they can participate by paying a little bit of money for the purchase of those candles, this way they're partners therein. When it comes to my yeshiva, even in Miami, we were makbid to always have the Friday night meal together in the cafeteria, and therefore this was not really an issue. Rather, we had one person lie on behalf of everyone else.
Why is it different than Eretz Tavshilin? Does somebody come to Eretz Tavshilin be most of you?
You have your own obligation. For some reason, there's an obligation upon you to fulfill this obligation. We'll discuss that.